It is time for Daily Dish for Thursday, and it's been an interesting week. People magazine has named George Clooney, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Selena Gomez, and Regina King as their 2020 People of the Year. Clooney's being honored for his advocacy, while Fauci is being honored for his work on the coronavirus, of course. Selena Gomez is being honored for her mental health initiatives, while King has helped marginalized communities. A judge granted movie director Steven Spielberg a restraining order against a stalker. Spielberg said he's been taunted by Sarah Shar for several months. She sent harassing messages and even threatened violence. She told Spielberg, "If I have to personally murder people for stealing my IPs, I will. Get me?" Meanwhile, Los Angeles law enforcement warned Spielberg that Sarah Shar recently tried to purchase a gun. She must now stay at least 100 yards away from Spielberg and his family members. And Jessica Simpson has a best-selling audiobook, but it wasn't without some difficulty. In an Instagram post about the success of her memoir, Open Book, Jessica revealed she has dyslexia, a learning disorder that makes it hard to read. She says the first time she read aloud without hesitation was during the taping of the audiobook, which was just named one of the best audiobooks of 2020 by Apple Books. And Us Weekly magazine claims Blake Shelton has allegedly built a chapel for Gwen Stefani on the grounds of his Oklahoma estate. A source tells the magazine he did it himself with help. They're going to get married in the chapel, most likely early next year. That's cute. And that is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.